is that your dictation for letter 2, that Joseph Beman, B-E-A-M-A-N. This is regarding Margaret, last name is Horner, H-O-E-H-E-R, Poor. Correction, Horner, H-O-E-N-E-R. Date of birth is 07-07-1962. Date of payment, in fact, Miss Horner, H-O-E-N-E-R, is 50 years old. The lady was seen on January 23rd, 2013, for evaluation treatment of chronic neck pain associated with the left side of occipital headache since the November 15th of 2011, when she was engaged in an automobile accident. She did have quite extensive diagnostic workup, including CT scan, followed by conservative treatment, including the outpatient physical therapy at the Oakwood Canton Physical Therapy Clinic, followed by dynamic, D-Y-N-A-M-I-C, dynamic rehabilitation clinic in Southfield, Michigan. Symptom has gotten improved, but still has a significant left side of the neck pain associated with occipital headache on the left side. No associated symptoms of the numbing sensation or the weakness of the left arm. The capacity is suffering from for hypothyroidism. Social history, she is divorced, she has two children. She smokes, but she does not drink alcoholic beverages socially. Work status, she works for the Universal Tube, T-U-B-E, Universal Tube Inc. as an administrative assistant. She is currently working without restriction. You have the physical exam reveals there is localized tenderness of the left occipital protuberance and the left paracervical muscle, particularly left splenius, S-P-L-E-N-I-U-S, splenius capitis, C-A-P-I-T-U-S, capitis muscle. Range of motion of the cervical spine was limited to the right lateral rotation with pulling sensation on the left side of the neck. Range of motion of the shoulders, functional reflex, biceps, triceps are 2 plus no localized muscle weakness in cervical myotome, no sensory deficit in cervical dermatome. Conclusion, clinical findings consistent with the other left occipital neuralgia with left cervical sprain, particularly left splenius capitis muscle is compromised most. And you have a discussion, I had a lengthy discussion with the treatment option. She is in a GRIOB trial of outpatient physical therapy. Particularly, I like the cranial, C-R-A-N-I-O, cranial sacral, S-A-C-R-A-L, sacral therapy at the Oakwood Annapolis Physical Therapy Clinic, where one of the physical therapists only knows in the area for these techniques. And then I'll see her back after procedures done. If she does not relieve that by the craniosacral therapy, I'll consider checkpoint injection with the steroid. We'll keep you informed of the whole progress. Thank you for referring this case. Signed, Dr. Yun. Thank you.